So it's October 22nd, 2012. I'm Eric Damer. I'm speaking here with Charmaine Bainton. Charmaine, thanks very much for coming in and talking with me. And maybe you could start by telling us when you were born, where you were in Burnaby, how you came to be in Burnaby.
Okay. So I was born in 1955, and my sister was born 2 years prior. My mom and dad lived in Burnaby. They bought some property and started building a house and lived in that partially finished. They lived downstairs while they were building the house and had the roof and the upper walls on, but nothing upstairs. And my sister came home to the basement and started her life there, and Mom and Dad were finished the house by the time I was born. Actually born in hospital in Vancouver and brought back to Burnaby, because I don't believe Burnaby General existed at the time.
No, just barely.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And what area in Burnaby were you in?
Well, we were in the corner of Phillips Avenue, the northwest corner of Phillips Avenue and Broadway. Broadway for most of my elementary schooling time, most of that age until I was about 12, 13, was a dirt road. There was no golf course there. Everything south was bushes, and we just played in the bushes. We were outdoor kids.
And how did your parents come to be in Burnaby?
Mom was born in just outside of the Paw, Manitoba, and moved to Nelson when she was 12. My grandmother remarried, and my mom's stepfather was an engineer for the CPR, so they had train passes. And Mom could travel anywhere she wanted to that the CPR went, but they had no extended family. So there were some friends who had moved from the Paw to Vancouver. So when she was 14, she took a trip on the train by herself and came to Vancouver and stayed with, I believe the lady was her godmother. And it just so happened that my dad, who was from Kelleher, Saskatchewan, or Jasmine, actually, which is even smaller than Kelleher, dad was here visiting, and he was 20 at the time. And my mom, when she went home, told my grandmother, "I found the boy I'm going to marry." And my mom, right up to the end, told that story and how my grandmother used to say, "Oh, don't be silly. You're just a girl. What do you know?" And, lo and behold, by the time my mom was 18, they were married. So Mom and Dad lived here. They lived in one of my dad's sister's unfinished basements over off of Madison, Willingdon, Union
Burnaby,
Street. Yeah, Union and Madison. So that was in Burnaby. And then they bought their piece of property for $400.
What was that, the big lure to come to Burnaby?
I guess he knew there were people around, and Dad loved the prairies and loved the wide open spaces. He wasn't ever a city boy. And when they bought in Burnaby, everybody just thought, are you crazy? You're in the outskirts, you're in farmland. And they really were. They bought from Hayhurst, and the land had been a farm. Now, one of Dad's older brothers had bought a piece of property from Hayhurst, and that was on the west side. And then Mom and Dad bought another piece of property on the east side, and Mr. Hayhurst kept the middle part and kept all of the back. So that was another draw, is that there was a relative there.
And you had other relatives in the neighborhood.
There lots. On our street, all of our friends were our cousins. So my Uncle Pete, two houses down, had four children. One of them's only, 3 months older than me. So it was like having a brother, which was great. Across the street from Uncle Pete was another cousin, my dad's cousin, and their daughter, and a few houses down, my grandfather's sister. We always called her Auntie Ilik by her last name. And next to her was another cousin, one of her children. And they had three children, so I went to school with them. So it was close, you know, and the yards were big. It was a dirt road. There wasn't a lot of stuff happening. There weren't a lot of amenities. So, I mean, the kids just all played together and we played outside.
Well, what do you remember about the actual home you lived in? Was it big, small? Did you have modern appliances?
Well, you know, now I look at it and think how little. And Mom and Dad, you know, funnily enough, added on to it after my sister and I were both, you know, grown and gone and married, and they enlarged the kitchen. But the kitchen upstairs, it's quite funny. It was small, and with the table there, the way it was laid out, if the four of us were sitting at the table, my dad, if Mom wanted to get something out of the fridge, Dad had to get up and push his chair in so Mom could get something out of the fridge. If you wanted to get something out of the oven, my sister had to get up so you could open the oven door and then have room to stand. So, I mean, it was small. It wasn't a spacious place at all, but it was really comfy. And we had two bedrooms upstairs, and, you know, we didn't use the basement till we were teenagers, really, in terms of bedrooms. Then my sister and I each had a bedroom downstairs.
But you had an electric refrigerator?
We had an electric refrigerator. I remember that. And we had an electric stove. I remember my mom, downstairs we had the wood-burning stove, the wooden coal stove. And Mom and Dad kept that. My husband and I were going to use it in a cabin that we ended up never having. So we, when the house sold this year, that wooden coal stove had been preserved and protected, and it's now here at Heritage Village. You know, that's one of the things that we're wondering what to do with. But Mom always heated the downstairs with the wooden coal stove, and that was working until probably I was, you know, 12 or 13 years old, and then they kind of revamped the downstairs.
And upstairs, how was that heated?
That was, we had a coal furnace to start with, and then they changed to oil, and then they changed to gas. But upstairs, Mom was really proud of her electric stove, and she had worked for Woodward's when Mom and Dad were building the house and before they had me, and she still worked right up until my sister, a couple months before my sister was born. And she bought the electric stove, and it was stored, you know, upstairs. And she said she had to work an entire year to pay for that stove. So how, you know, technology has changed and prices have changed and whatnot. And it was interesting. She said her stove was just, she loved it.
Hot and cold running water as well?
Oh, yeah.
And how about the sewage?
That was a septic tank to start with. And then probably when... A lot happened when I, you know, like about 65 to late 60s, lots of changes that way. Like the golf course started going in, the road got paved, the city put in sewers. You know, I don't know the exact dates, but I know it was before I went to high school. So it was kind of in those late elementary years.